unit. Control tonight is Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. My name is Mike, and my location is Simpsonville, South Carolina. In the interest of promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. through the W4NYK repeater, and is also available through our Echolink node number 545072. Emergency, this net may be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the membership of the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on this frequency are welcome and invited to check in. Thanks to membership of the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society for allowing us to host Arnett on their repeater. Before we begin our check-ins tonight, do we have any formal or emergency traffic for the net? If so, please call AK4HR Net Control. Formally means we don't have any traffic for the moment, so does anyone have any announcements or bulletins for the good of the net? If so, please call AK4HR Net Control.
AK4HR W4DJW with an announcement.
I'm assuming you want to go ahead with your announcement now?
Affirmative, and you can check me in, negative and negative, as well. Appreciate you calling that tonight. So, going forward, we're going to, instead of using the same net control operators to cover nets that don't have a net control operator, we're going to be implementing an automated net. Automated net is a net that uses the pre-net check-in capability. So we'll let you know as much in advance that the net will be an automated net, and that means that you just use the pre-net check-in functionality whenever you like before 9 o'clock to check in to the net, and then the net will run with an automated net control operator, which means it's not going to be interactive. It means it's going to be just a stream of recognition, right, and any announcements that go with the net and recognition of the stations that checked in and acknowledgement of who will be calling it the next night. This will accomplish two things. One, it will relieve the strain on our existing net control operators. One of our net control operators last month called the net 10 times in one in a month, and that's just way too much. That's not sustainable. So what we're doing is looking for a sustainable process, something that we can continue to use going forward, not canceling the nets, but not being as optimal as we would like them to be. So that's the one thing that it accomplishes, is keeps from putting overload on our existing net control operators. The second thing that it will accomplish is reminding people that we need people to call nets. We need net control operators, and we need more. And so far, this has been effective in doing that. We've got two new net control operators that have signed up and are following other net control operators and getting experience, and we'll be calling the net. One of them was last night, Leon. He called the net. He did a really good job. We appreciate what he did. And then we've got another one, Brian, that will be coming online when he gets some practice under his belt and gets the software and everything loaded up and ready to go. So, Mike, just wanted to let everybody know I am available for questions. If anybody has any questions, we're also available for suggestions. It's not something that we like to do, but it is something that we need to do until we get plenty of net control operators. AK4HR, W4DJW, back to net control.
Definitely got you checked in here. Of course, Dave's call sign, Whiskey 4, Delta Juliet, Whiskey, W4DJW. Of course, Dave's our net manager. And Dave, yeah, it sounds like a good process for sure to, again, kind of remind folks, again, not canceling the net, as you mentioned, because, again, with the history of the net, longest-running net, I think the longest-running net, I don't know if it was U.S. or east of the Mississippi. I forget the exact accolades that we use, but I know this particular net has one of the longest histories of continuously running. So definitely it is great to continue the history there. So glad to hear that there's some other things going on. And, yeah, I checked in on Leon's net last night. He did an awesome job. So, again, as you mentioned, trying to get more net controllers. It really is a lot of fun. I mean, again, you can structure the net. I'll go ahead and do our advertisement here. It's a lot of fun. I mean, there's a lot of practice, a lot of improving your ham skills. I know it helps me considerably get on the radio, And it is a lot of fun. I mean, there is a little bit of pressure, but no more pressure than you put on yourself. You know, you're trying to copy the traffic and call signs efficiently and effectively to get everybody logged in here. It does help that practice for if there was an emergency and we needed to activate the net, that kind of stuff. So it is a lot of fun. I remember, you know, when I first started doing this net, if there wasn't a net controller, somebody could pick it up. And any ham radio operator can pick up the net. You know, it doesn't have to be, quote, unquote, a net controller. I mean, we offer that as training for to make people comfortable, that kind of stuff. But if there's not a net controller available on the frequency and you're familiar with how to do nets, you could call the net yourself. So, you know, but we do have, again, Dave wrote the software that we, most of us use. I won't say all of us. Some people use paper. Everybody uses the method that works best for them. And I use Dave's software for tracking the net logins and all that kind of stuff. So it really is fun. And like I say, if you have any interest for the folks out there that are listening, you know, definitely get in touch with Dave or any of the net controllers, and they can talk you through the process. Again, I saw Leon last night as a backup. So, you know, we're here to help, not to criticize, just enjoy getting together on at 9 p.m. to get the net working, verify our equipment, talk, hear some friendly voices, have a little rag chew, that kind of stuff. So, again, Dave, appreciate you coming by and making that announcement. I'm sure there'll be some questions as we move to that automated net. But I'll go ahead and pass it over to the net itself, see if anybody needs any fills on Dave's announcement. Please call Net Control. Looks like we have any questions at the moment, but we'll look forward to that process as it comes online for sure and continue to try and support the Blue Ridge 2-meter net as we can. So, again, moving on with that, let's see. I've got quite a few of our pre-net check-ins, as Dave had mentioned. So we'll now begin the roll call. Let me get my preamble done here. We'll now begin the roll call. This is a directed net, which means all traffic should be routed through net control. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. You are requested to check in when your alphabetical group is called based on the suffix of your call sign. When you check in, please give your call sign, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag chew portion. Before we begin our RF and Echolink check-ins, we've got quite a few stations signed in for the pre-net check-in, so let me go ahead and get those folks acknowledged, and we'll continue on with our net. Up first, we've got Richard. That's Kilo Charlie 4, Papa Lima Tango, KC4 PLT. And let's see, up next, we've got John. That's KF4 CKT, Kilo Foxtrot 4, Charlie Kilo Tango, KF4 CKT. And John's over in Honeypath. Can't talk tonight either. Up next, we have Kilo Charlie 4, Whiskey Golf Golf, KC4 WGG. That's Patrick. And Patrick's over in Rome, Georgia. And it looks like that's the first time Patrick's gotten entered into my logs. So, again, good to get him up logged in here. Up next, we've got Fred and Miss Isla. That's Whiskey 4, Fred's call sign. And, of course, Fred brings along Miss Isla. November 4, India Echo India, N4IEI. Up next, we've got Mel. That's K4XMR, Kilo 4, X-Ray Mike Romeo. And Mel's over in Prosperity, so always good to get him. Up next in the list, we've got Gus. That's Alpha Alpha 4 Gulf Hotel, AA4GH. And we're about halfway through the list, so I'm going to let this drop, and then I'll pick it right back up. Next, we've got Ben. That's Kilo Oscar 4 Zulu Echo Whiskey, KO4ZEW. And Ben's over in Simpsonville. Good to get him. Up next, we've got Don and Miss Linda. That's Kilo Gulf 4 Papa Foxtrot India, KG4 PFI. That's Don's call sign. Of course, Don brings along Miss Linda. That's Kilo Gulf 4 Quebec Lima Quebec, KG4 QLQ. So good to see Don and Linda in there. Up next, we've got Whiskey 2 Alpha Mike Delta, W2 AMD. That's Andrew over in Simpsonville. So good to get him logged in here. Up next, up on Table Rock, we've got Andy. That's Kilo India 4 Lima Zulu India, KI4 LZI. And always good to see Andy's call sign in there. And, of course, as we mentioned, up next is Leon, who called the net for us last night, did an excellent job. November Charlie 9 Victor, NC9V. And Leon brings along with him his sweetheart, Miss Wendy. That's Kilo Echo 4 Delta X-Ray Juliet, KE4DXJ. So good to get Leon and Wendy in there from Hendersonville. And up next, we've got Christine over in Traveler's Rest. That's Kilo Quebec 4 Zulu Whiskey Sierra, KQ4ZWS. One more day, we got KB2BYQ rounding out our pre-net check-ins. Let me do a refresh real quick, let this drop, make sure I got everybody checked in here, and then we'll move on with our check-in. Everybody for the pre-net check-in, and checking the Echolink node. Looks like I've got Echolink node stations signed in, so we'll pause for Echolink stations. Echoing stations only, wishing to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please call AK4HR net control.
Please log in. Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Tango, Quebec. This is Greg, negative, negative.
HR, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight. And I'd like to welcome Greg over in Greer. That's Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Tango, Quebec, KO4WTQ. And Greg, not sure if it was you or me. I got most of you in there. You're cutting out a little bit. It's probably my connection. But appreciate that you coming by and signing in and checking out with us on Echolink. Good to hear you for a Saturday night. Got you logged in, and definitely feel free to hang around. And if you want to check in for comments later, definitely let me know. But good to hear you, my friend. All right, looks like we've got all of our Echolink nodes signed in, all of our pre-net check-ins, and we usually like to pause for any new hams to the area, new hams to the hobby that may or may not be familiar with how to check in to a net. There are procedures there, and all we ask, if you want to check in and you're a new ham, just key up the mic, give your call sign, and we'll walk you through the process of checking into the net. New hams only, wishing to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR.
Is W4 Norway, Texas, Quebec, 80 Simpsonville, and I'll be hanging around to the thank you so much for tonight, over.
Oh, kind of flustered when you started talking. Eddie, give me your call sign one more time. I apologize completely. You were into the repeater, but my fingers were not typing the way I wanted. I got W4, and then I lost the rest of it, over.
Roger, W4, Norway, Texas, Quebec, W4, not too quiet, Eddie Simpsonville.
That time, I don't know exactly what I was trying to type in there. I think I had your suffix just completely messed up. It looked like bingo characters when I typed it in, and definitely didn't come in correctly. But Eddie, you're sounding good into the repeater. Again, that wasn't your fault. That was mine completely. My fingers just did not want to type the way I wanted to. But Eddie's call sign, Whiskey 4, November, Tango, Quebec, W4NTQ. And Eddie, again, I should know that by heart as much as you check into the net, but definitely good signal into the repeater. Appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. But it doesn't sound like we have any other new ham radio operators for the moment, and I've got Eddie checked in here. So we'll go ahead and start with our alphabetic check-ins. Starting on Saturday night, we'll begin with the Alpha through Delta group, A through D, beginning the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
AK4HR. Evening, Mike. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo. Rick and my wife, Kilo, Kilo 4. Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. We're both indeed not, and we'll both be negative and negative. Also, via telephone relay, please check in my daughter, Kilo, Mike 4. Mike, Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. She's aware of shows, and she'll also be negative and negative. But we treat you and all on the net.
Sure. Miss Angela in the net, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joey. Well, we're at home and easily. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you and Miss Angela and all on the net.
For HR, Kilo Juliet 4, Bravo Kilo India, Jacko and Rockhill, man, zoom in and out. We'll be starting up 10 meters shortly. And hello, Gary, to you too, man. Y'all take care.
Well, there, a good group of check-ins to start off the net with our RF check-ins for the Alpha through Delta group. Up first, we've got Rick and his family. That's Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey. That's Rick's call sign. And Rick sounded good into the repeater. Appreciate you coming by. Of course, Rick brings along Miss Lorena. That's Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar November Oscar, and their daughter, Miss Michelle. Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, KM4MOQ. So, Rick, good to hear you. Appreciate it. Of course, we've got up next is Gary, our Wednesday night net controller, all things swap net and multiple fill-in days. calling the net when he's needed for sure, and appreciate all Gary does for the good of the net as well. Gary's call sign, Kilo India 4, Delta Oscar Sierra, and Gary brings along with him his sweetheart, Miss Joy. That's Kilo 3, Juliet Oscar Yankee, K3JOY. And Gary, hope you and Miss Joy are staying a little cool. I think it's supposed to cool off a little bit as the week goes on, but today with those 80-some degree day, it's getting a little warm, but, I'm hoping for a nice, mild spring, so get some of these mild temperatures, 70 degrees during the day and 50 at night, but I think this week we're going to be on a little roller coaster, 80 today and 38 by Wednesday night, something like that. But anyway, Gary, hope you guys are doing well, and appreciate that you coming by and bringing Miss Joy. And last but not least in that group, we got Jack over in Rock Hill, and Jack always makes a good long DX signal almost from Rock Hill into the repeater. And a beautiful signal as always, Jack. Jack's call sign, Kilo Juliet 4, Bravo Kilo India, KJ4BKI. And Jack, always good to hear you. Appreciate that you stopping by. All right, let's give one more call, Alpha through Delta, A through D, beginning the suffix of your call. And you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
4HR. Romeo 4, Alpha Charlie Romeo, KR4 ACR, Terry, Moore, South Carolina. Thank you for calling the net. Just check me in and out.
Sounds like you might be rounding out the Alpha through Delta group, and that's not a problem. Just wanted to kind of pause there and see if anybody came in on your coattails there. But Terry's call sign, Kilo Romeo 4, Alpha Charlie Romeo, KR4 ACR. And Terry, sounding good for Moore. Appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. All right, let's move down the alphabet just a little bit. For the Echo through Hotel group, E through H, beginning the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
4HR. And all on the net, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. That's Patrick. I'm up here in Penrose, no comment, no traffic tonight, Mike. Thanks for calling the net, sir.
K4HR. And Mike, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November. KC4EZN, Harry in Kenner, North Carolina. And I will be negative tonight. Thanks for calling the net.
Of check-ins as we're in the Echo Through Hotel group of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. First, I'd like to welcome Patrick, our primary Sunday night net controller, but again, wearing many hats over the last couple weeks and months with hurricane support, fire support, just all-around general support of the net and the hobby. So, Patrick, good to hear you. Appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Of course, Patrick's call sign, most of all people on the repeater that have been listening know, but Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. And Patrick, appreciate you coming by. Always good to hear you on the repeater. Up next, our friend Harry up in Candler, North Carolina, has a Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN. And Harry, always good to hear you. I look forward to your call sign once we get to the Echo Through Hotel group. I know normally I check in somewhere after you on regular nights. But anyway, Harry, appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Always good to hear you and get you logged in on a Saturday night. All right, let's give one more call, Echo Through Hotel, E through H, beginning the suffix of your call. And you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control. Pause normally means we have everybody for the moment, so I'm not sure where our Echo Through Hotel suffix call signs are, but we'll come back to them when we open up to the big group. So we'll head to India through Lima, I through L, beginning the suffix of your call. And you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
AHR. Kilo 4, Juliet Foxtrot Oscar, and I am James up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. It's where I'll be negative and negative, sent 53s for each one of you.
Sure. Please check in, Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor, KO4JKV. This is Duncan in Asheville, and I'll be negative and negative.
A4HR. Please check in Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo Charlie 4. Make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, please. Everyone have a good night. Thanks for calling the net for us tonight, Mike. 7-3.
That pause to acknowledge that group. Another good group of check-ins is here as we're in the India through Lima group of the Blue Ridge Jimmy Internet tonight. Up first, I'd like to welcome the Keystone India through Lima group. That's James, Kilo Kilo 4, Juliet Foxtrot Oscar. James, always good to hear you. Again, it's nice to come to the India through Lima group because normally I could start typing you and Sid's call sign in and be pretty close to when y'all are going to check into the net. But anyway, James, appreciate you coming by and checking in from Tuxedo, North Carolina. Always good to hear you. Up next, we've got our Monday Night Net Controller, among other nights, because, again, as Dave mentioned earlier, a lot of people wearing multiple hats. Duncan's call sign, Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor, KO4JKV. And Duncan, good to hear you from up in Asheville. Good signal in the repeater, so appreciate you coming by and spending a few minutes with us on Saturday night. Up next, we've got our friend Sid. That's Whiskey 4 India Oscar Echo, W4IOE. And Sid, your signal's a little bit weak coming into the repeater. I'm not sure if you're on low power. Dropped out there a little bit. I'm not sure if we got a propagation problem going on or exactly what, but definitely you were into the repeater strong. Just dropped out there a little bit, but just wanted to let you know. And again, it sounded good. Otherwise, I was able to copy you, not a problem. Didn't know if there might be something going on local with your station or with propagation. But anyway, Sid, appreciate you coming by. Always good to hear you, and hope you and yours are doing well. Up next, our friend Larry. That's Kilo Kilo 4, Juliet Bravo Quebec, KK4JBQ. Again, not being on the radio, been out of town a little bit trying to help my daughters move over the last couple weeks. It's fun when you have two moving at the same time. So I haven't heard the familiar voices of the net and the folks on the repeater, so definitely good to hear you guys. And Larry, good to hear you, especially on the net tonight. So Larry's call sign, of course, Kilo Kilo 4, Juliet Bravo Quebec, KK4JBQ. And Larry brings along his sweetheart, Miss Donna. That's Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot Kilo, KC4MFK. And Larry, hope you and Miss Donna are doing well. Sounds like you still got a little bit of that congestion going on. But Larry, appreciate you coming by. Hope you're feeling better. And we'll talk again soon. All right, let's go ahead and move down to the Mike through Papa group. M through P, beginning the suffix of your call, and you wish to check in at the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control. AK4HR, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Not sure if I got people spooked by switching the alphabetic groups there. Didn't have anybody in the Mike through Papa group, so we'll give one more call before we move on down the alphabet. M through P. Mike through Papa, beginning the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
HR. Please check in and out of turn, short time. Kilo Juliet 4, Uniform Hotel X-ray, Jamie. And by proxy, Kilo Juliet 4, Yankee, Lima, November. My wife Sabrina, we're up here in Chesney. We'll be short time. 73 to you, Mike, and everybody on the net. Have a great one.
For HR, I'd like to welcome some rare DX in there. Jamie, good to hear you, my friend. I have to go back and look through my logs and see when, again, not a dig on you, it's on me most of the time because I just haven't had the radio on as much as I need to. But Jamie, you're sounding good from up in Chesney, so appreciate that you coming by and checking in with us tonight. Jamie's call sign, Kilo Juliet 4, Uniform Hotel X-ray, KJ4UHX. And Jamie brings along his sweetheart, Miss Sabrina. That's Kilo Juliet 4, Yankee Lima November, KJ4YLN. And Jamie, always good to hear you. Appreciate you coming by and bringing Miss Sabrina along. Sounding good, so definitely be able to appreciate you coming by. Good to get you in here, and feel free to secure at your leisure, sir. Appreciate you checking in with us tonight. All right, looks like we're about halfway through the alphabet, a little over halfway, and I got an Echolink station signed in there. So we'll pause for Echolink stations. Echolink stations only. Wishing to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
Net control, Kilo Oscar Key Hotel Yankee. That's Jim and Berea, negative and negative.
4HR, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight. I'd like to welcome Jim over in Berea. That's Kilo Oscar 4, Yankee Hotel Yankee, KO4YHY. And Jim, I'm going to have to check my Echolink node when I get done here and see exactly why. I don't know if I've got some internet stuff going well. I mean, for some reason, The Echolink reception's a little bit iffy tonight. I copied your call sign, but cut out a little bit there. But definitely got you logged in here. Hoping you can hear me okay. But Jim, appreciate you coming by and checking in with us via the Echolink node tonight. All right, looks like we have everybody on the Echolink node, and we were finishing up with the Mike through Papa group, so we'll move down the alphabet to Quebec through Tango. Q through T, beginning the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
AK4HR. Mike, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf, KO4QLD, this is Chris and Liberty. And I'll
meet Nana Banana. HR, KO4H, get here. Text message from N0TR asking me to check him in and to tell Chris hello. He's still recovering from his surgery.
Patrick, Tom.
HR, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Patrick, appreciate you relaying Tom in here, so we'll go ahead and acknowledge Chris and Tom. Of course, Chris, call sign, Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima Golf, KO4QLG. And Chris, appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Always sounding good into the repeater. Tonight's no exception, so good to hear you, my friend. And I've got a relay from Patrick, that's N0TR, and that's Tom over in Greer, I think, is where... Tom resides kind of that northern Greenville County area. We'll call it Greer anyway. But Tom is recovering, and appreciate him following up with Patrick and getting logged in here. Always good to see his call sign. Of course, last night I know we had talked about him showing up on the QRZ featured member. So, again, I feel like I'm talking to like an Elvis impersonator. Anyway, I did a little research, and apparently QRZ updates that featured again. I'm sure we've all seen QRZ, but the featured ham radio person every 15 minutes. So I think it's kind of special when I see somebody local or that I've talked to kind of show up there. And Tom showed up there yesterday right at the end of the net. So anyway, Patrick, appreciate you bringing Tom along, and I got him checked in here. All right, let's give one more call before we move down to that Ever Patient group for the Quebec through Tango group. Q through T, beginning the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control. Have everybody in the Quebec through Tango group, so we'll move to Uniform through Zulu, the Ever Patient group for Saturday night. U through Z, beginning the suffix of your call, you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
HR. Thank you for calling the net, and hello to everyone else. Please check in N4ZLK, November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo, Shane in Cleveland, no traffic, no table.
HR. Mike, please check in Whiskey, Bravo, 4, Zulu, Papa Hotel. That's WB4ZPH. My name's David. I'm in Taylor's, and I'll be negative and negative.
Charlie 4 Whiskey. That's KC4W. The name is Bill N. Anderson. Good evening, Mike. No traffic, no roundtable. Thank you, sir.
Sure. Check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name's Tommy. Also, please check in Kilo Quebec 4 to be determined. KQ4TBD. That's Miss Angela. Here in Southern Granville County, negative and negative. Good evening to you, everyone on that.
Again, Kilo Quebec 4, Whiskey Juliet Tango, KQ4WJT. This is Seth in Greenville, and I'll be in and out.
I'll check in there as we're down at the bottom of the alphabet. And everybody keep me honest. My login kind of messed up here, so everybody make sure that I've got you logged in. Shane, I got you for sure. That's November 4, Zulu Lima Kilo, N4ZLK. And Shane, appreciate you coming by. I always sound good. Appreciate hearing you on Saturday night, and definitely good to hear you on the repeater throughout the week. Up next, I've got David. That's Whiskey Bravo 4, Zulu Papa Hotel, WB4ZPH. And David, yours is one of those call signs I get used to hearing it a certain way. And like I say, ZPH is how I usually hear it. So it looks and sounds different if I say it a different way. But David, sounding good in the repeater. Appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. And for some reason, Bill, my logging had a problem with your call sign. I got KC4W. And I got to figure out why that's not showing up in my log, because I know we've talked many, many times. But Bill, got you logged in here for sure, and I'll make sure and update my online log once I get to the end of the net. But Bill, appreciate you coming by, sounding good in the repeater, and always good to hear you on a Saturday night. Up next, we've got our friend Tommy down in southern Greenville County. That's a Kilo 4 X-Ray Bravo, K4XB. And Tommy brings along with him his sweetheart, Miss Angela. That's Kilo Quebec 4 Tango Bravo Delta, KQ4 TBD. And Tommy, appreciate you coming by. Always good to hear you and bringing Miss Angela along. And last but not least in that group, we got Seth. That's Kilo Quebec 4 Whiskey Juliet Tango, KQ4WJT. And Seth, appreciate you coming by. Sounding good from down in Greenville. Of course, I guess that's up in Greenville for me. I'm a little south of you. But anyway, Seth, appreciate you coming by and spending a few minutes with us on Saturday night. Always good to get you logged in here as well. All right, let's give one more call for the Uniform Through Zulu group. U through Z, beginning the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge Zoom Internet, please call AK4HR Net Control. Additional check-ins for the Uniform Through Zulu group. We've been through the alphabet once, done our Echolink nodes, our net free check-ins, our new ham call signs. So let's go ahead and open it up to the big group. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, beginning the suffix of recall, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge Team Internet, please call AK4HR Net Control. RHR, Net Control for the Blue Ridge Team Internet, and that's a rare occurrence we get everybody on the first try. So, again, I'll give one call here. Well, actually, let's go ahead and secure the formal portion of the net. Let's see. Give me one second here so we can let those folks that need to secure. So this is AK4HR now securing the formal portion of our net with our thanks for all stations that have checked in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. This is a point where we would normally begin the rag chew, but I don't have any stations signed in for rag chew tonight, but we'll keep the net open for a few more minutes. I know it'll end up on Saturday night. So we'll give one call, Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, beginning the suffix of your call. And you wish to check into the Blue Ridge Team Internet, please call AK4HR Net Control.
November 4, Echo Delta Whiskey, monitoring.
Over. Control for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. I'd like to welcome November 4, Echo Delta Whiskey, N4EDW. That's Ed up in Brevard. And Ed, appreciate that you coming by and getting logged here on Saturday night. Yeah, I was just trying to extend the net out a little bit. We're getting close to the number of check-ins I get for Saturday night, and I was just trying to extend it out a little bit. You know, 12, the second half usually comes in a little after 9:30, so I didn't want somebody to come in here and wonder if the net had already secured. So I'll probably keep it open for a couple more minutes, so Ed, appreciate that you coming by and getting checked in here. All right, let's give one more call here, Alpha through Zulu. Any additional check-ins to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR Net Control. 4HR Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Normally that long pause means we have everybody, so I'll give one final call here before we secure the net. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, beginning of the suffix of your call. If you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR Net Control. The Blue Ridge Team Internet tonight, no additional call signs. Have I missed anyone for comments or check-ins? Please call AK4HR Net Control.
HR, KO4HX, hanging around for a few minutes and rags too busy.
I appreciate it. Yeah, you know, 9:40 is kind of early for Saturday night. But, you know, it's good to hear Dave's announcement earlier about the automated net control. I think that's a good thing to kind of keep the net going every night. You know, again, kind of continuously to be able to check in online and have the automated process for the call sign. Again, I know we talk about it all the time, but calling the net really isn't, you know, I don't want to say it's not, how can I say, it's not a bad stress, it's a good stress. And, you know, it really is fun. And honestly, I think it helps considerably, you know, especially for somebody like me who doesn't really talk a whole lot anyway. I know, of course, net time doesn't sound that way, but my wife always laughs at me because she's like, how do you talk so much on the radio and you don't talk in real life? it just, you know, definitely helps. So I hope that'll drum up some more net controllers. And, of course, having Leon last night, and I'm looking forward to hearing Brian get on and call the net. It really is kind of a process, and once you've done it a couple of times, you're like, oh, you know, it's not as hard as or difficult as it used to be. Or, you know, I made it out to be. So hopefully we can drum up some more net controllers here in the near future.
And just like with Leon last night, I volunteered to sit there and be a backup in case you run into a problem, because you put more on yourself than the net does, actually. I learned it from when I started, man. I put so much pressure on myself to try to get things right and do everything that way, and it's not. Just relax and have fun with it, and the people will be patient, and we're all here to learn and have a good time, and just get to know one another.
I think that's part of it, too. And just like you said, you know, I'm the same way. I think I put more pressure, and, you know, if I can't get a call sign or my fingers don't, you know, type in the call sign the way I want to, you know, it's more frustrating for me. I was talking to somebody the other day, and, you know, we've got these brand-new babies up on the end of the street, and, you know, the mom was upset the baby was yelling. I was like, that's a joyful noise. You know, I mean, I know as a parent it gets annoying for you, but as a grandparent, it's a joyful noise because we don't get to hear it all the time. And the reason I mention that is because it bothers them, but it doesn't bother us. You know, I don't know if that really is the best analogy. But same thing, you know, nobody knows that you messed up unless you tell them. So, you know, and we've had doubles and mix-ups and typed-in call sign. You know, everybody does it. But, you know, I was thinking about it earlier today, and Dave is a good example. I kind of use him for a lot of things because, you know, when he calls the net, it used to be basically any way you could get into the instant message over chat and the computer. So any way we could communicate, you know, is the way the net works. And, you know, it is practice in case something were to happen, if we needed to get word out or do traffic, that kind of stuff. That's how I look at it anyway. And so it's always fun. And, of course, I look at it sometimes, too. I try and kind of change things around a little bit. You know, like I'll change my radio, make sure a different radio works. You know, my batteries don't hold up a charge long enough for me to call the whole net on the batteries. But occasionally, you know, I'll plug another radio in with the battery just to make sure that kind of works. So it kind of, you know, allows us just time to practice being amateur radio operators. So, you know, again, it is kind of fun to challenge yourself to do the net. And it really isn't like you're going to get, you know, a fine or in trouble or, you know, there's all of the net control operators are here to help if you run into a problem or get stuck. You know, Dave's helped me out a couple of times. I know we've swapped net nights a couple of times, that kind of stuff. So it really is, you know, a good thing. And, you know, we all try and help each other out. So, again, hopefully we'll be able to get a few more net controllers out of the woodwork and calling the nets for us at 9 o'clock.
HKX. Yeah, I'm hoping so, because I've come to enjoy the net, and since I got in the hobby, that was where I made my first contact. I believe Gary was the first contact I made on a Wednesday night net with him, and so it's been an integral part of me getting into the hobby, and to see it go away. Like Dave, nobody wants to see the automated net, but it's better than it going away. That is the alternative, is we don't have enough people step up. And because Gary and I can't continue to call the net, you know, every other night is basically what it boiled down to. So between the two of us, and it was just getting to where it was a little more than what we could handle on a regular basis.
You know, I was kind of joking, but you really have had double duty for the net. And, I mean, again, you know, the whole western North Carolina, upper Green, or, you know, South Carolina area over the last couple months, because, I mean, not in a bad way, but you've been on the radio since Helene came through, I think. You know, I heard you the first day, you know, coordinating stuff and talking and nets, and then, you know, it just has been almost continuous since then with something going on, it seems like, at Helene and then the holidays and then, you know, the fires in upstate and then North Carolina over the last couple weekends. And, you know, it's just been kind of a perfect storm, so to speak. I mean, a perfect storm is probably not the right terminology, but, you know, there's been definitely times on the radio, and I've heard you on covering more than your fair share, which, again, I know is appreciated by folks, but Like you said, it's hard. That's a hard tempo to maintain.
I've really enjoyed it. I got into the hobby for, this is what drawed me to it. And, yeah, it seems like I have been on the radio pretty much nonstop for the last 6 months. It does. And some days I just, like yesterday, I just kind of put it to the side and didn't mess with it a whole lot. I had it going in the background, so if somebody needed me, I was there, but I intentionally just tried to stay off the mic and take a me day for that reason. And I'm sure people get tired of hearing me on the radio a lot of times, too.
I get tired of hearing people because, like I say, I always enjoy listening to people, and I do listen way more than I talk. But, you know, and I think we've all heard it, too. You know, it's like nobody knows you're out there unless you key up the mic and talk. You know, there could be 1,000 people listening and nobody knows. You know, and everybody just says, oh, the bands are dead. Well, when's the last time you tried to key up and talk to verify that the bands were dead? And, you know, and 2 meters going through the repeater is a little different than, you know, HF, but same thing. You know, I traveled a little bit over the last week, and I had my HT with me and logged into a couple repeaters and, listened to a couple repeaters and didn't really hear anything. But then again, I didn't key up either to throw my call sign out. You know, again, we were moving furniture, and I just didn't really have the time to sit and stop and check in. I probably could have made it, probably should have made the time, but didn't hear anybody else talking and didn't drum up anything either. But, you know, I just remember years ago falling asleep, not because the conversation was boring, but just because it continued on until the wee hours of the morning, and I couldn't stay up that late. So, you know, I think we've all seen kind of feast or famine, so to speak, and hopefully we're on the upturn to get some more call signs on the repeater, some more folks calling the net.
I'm with you, and I mean, this is a good way to learn how to communicate, even if you want to move over to DX on HF. It will teach you how to run that, especially being net controller. You'll learn to recognize those call signs and that you are in control. You need to assert yourself enough to ask for that, ask them to slow down or repeat yourself, you know, that kind of thing. Don't just move on and take the time to get it. Nobody's going to fuss at you about it. If they do, then that's really their problem, not yours.
We'll pause here. I've been talking for a few minutes. Let me see if we have any additional check-ins for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, beginning the suffix of your call. If you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control. Have anybody for the moment to check in, but yeah, I agree. You know, I took down my HF station, months ago. I had my antenna come down, and I just haven't had the time, energy, or effort to put it back up and need to. It's just a little wire that I was hiding from the HOA anyway. But it definitely helps you run pileups, and like you said, you know, get you used to if you can't copy or you know, tune in your ear to a little bit. You know, we don't have it quite as much on the repeater, but occasionally there's nights, you know, where I'm like, I'm turning the volume up and I'm listening, you know, moving my ear closer to the radio to be able to copy like somebody on an HT or that might be camping up in Caesar's Head or Table Rock or somewhere that's barely making the repeater. So again, it just helps. And like you said, I can't really tell you how and why and all of the things you pick up, but just like you said, you know, logging, being able to kind of work through the pileups if somebody's doubling, you know, that kind of stuff. It definitely is fun. I mean, I know we talk about it, but, you know, you kind of look at the trials as the fun part, so to speak, and it really is. And like you said, it's fun to hear the same people. And, you know, Larry, KK4JBQ, and I talked, and I think other folks have, you know, we have an interesting hobby where you can talk to somebody for weeks, months, years, and never actually see them face-to-face, and then we go to, like, you know, a dinner or a meeting or a ham fest, and you hear their voice before you see their face, and you know that person. And it's just kind of a unique thing in our hobby. And, you know, and you go away and you actually come back and look for or feel like you need to come back and hear some familiar voices. I know I do. Again, I haven't been away for a couple of weeks, and, you know, not too far away. We were just up in Charlotte or down in Beaufort. And but, you know, you come home and it's home. And you hear familiar voices, so it's always nice. And like I say, you know, a lot of people, not that they'll only talk to people they hear on the repeater, but, you know, if you hear somebody on the repeater and it's a familiar voice, you're more likely, I feel like, to pick up if somebody else doesn't respond to them right away. And, you know, like, just as an example, you know, we checked in 50 people tonight. I don't usually talk to that many people during the day. So, you know, this kind of, you know, makes it nice to come in and get 45, 50 people that I talk to at the night.
Any more, that's about average for the net, is 45 to 50 people. I know when I started, I remember some nights we were pushing 70. And it'd be nice to be back there again with check-ins, that's for sure. But, you know, people come and go. And they may not be here for a while, and then they're back for a while. Life gets it, so, you know, that's just the way it is. And like you say, hopefully we're on the upswing of things, and we can do it. And, yeah, I do talk to that many people a day for me, though, with what I do. But just like yesterday, some days it's nice to just back away and not have to, because yesterday I didn't talk to hardly anybody except for on the net. So it was nice.
This is HR with KO4HKX and the Ragchu portion of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Yeah, I think all of us need an unplugged day every once in a while. You know, the other day I left the house without my phone. My wife's like, "You don't have your phone?" I said, "Well, all the people that would talk to me are in the car with me. That would be her. If anybody else needs me and they can't get me, they'll call her phone. So I don't necessarily need mine. I can just use her to relay information over. But, you know, I think everybody needs, you know, a little disconnect once in a while for sure. So glad you were able to take that for yourself.
For that. Well, Mike, I'm going to jump out of here so I can get ready for in the morning. Hope you have a good day. And thanks for calling the net tonight. Enjoyed it. I don't always stick around to rag you, but I've enjoyed it tonight. And appreciate you being there on the first Saturday of every month. And if not, you letting one of us know. And we'll take care of it from there. But, Mike, good to talk to you. And, again, thanks for calling the net tonight. So this is KO4HKX. Turn it back over to net control.
I appreciate you sticking around and, you know, kind of extending the net out a little bit. Doesn't sound like we have anybody else to check in, but that's okay. You know, we'll give one more call here before we secure the net. But, again, appreciate everything you do and have done for the good of the net and the good of the ham radio community and the community at large, for sure. Like I say, over the last couple months, we've had plenty of times to be on the radio, not necessarily in a good way, but be able to provide communication and assistance for those folks and everything. And I know there's others that did it, but I heard you more just probably the time that I was on. But, again, good to hear your voice. And, again, appreciate everything you do for the good of the net. And I'll definitely try and check in with you tomorrow night when you're calling the net. So always run a good net. So before we secure, we'll give one final call here, Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, beginning the suffix of your call. And you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control. As normally means we have everybody, so one final call. Have I missed anyone for comments or check-ins? Please call AK4HR, net control. Hi, everybody, for the moment. As I mentioned, Patrick, KO4HKX, will be calling the net tomorrow night, and I know he'd appreciate you guys coming by and checking in with him, filling up his log, giving him a little writer's cramp or typing. I don't know what you would call typing cramps in your family. But anyway, you guys know what I'm saying. Just come back and check in with Patrick again tomorrow night. I know he would appreciate it. And definitely, if you can, one more plug for our net controllers. If you are considering it, just reach out to W4DJW or any of the net controllers, KF4DOS, Patrick, Duncan, any of the net controllers that are on the frequency would be more than happy to relay our experiences and offer any assistance we can if you want to start calling the net. So anyway, this is AK4HR, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Stand by, I'll pass my net report, and then we'll fully secure the net. Sorry. Our net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, having a little internet problem. Stand by for my net report. 4HR, now securing the Blue Ridge Team Internet with our thanks for all the stations that took the time to check in. Remember, try and do your magic, or correction. Remember, try and do your best and keep the magic RF smoke inside the components where it belongs, and come back and check in again tomorrow night. We'll now return the repeater back to its normal amateur use. 73, good night, God bless.